clearly a sense of relief for many in Tripoli this morning. Here's one 19-year-old from Tripoli speaking to CNN.
It is 42 years of hell. Anything that's going to come after this is going to be better than what we lived in the past four decades. Anything that is going to come is going to be a lot better than what we went through. But it will be difficult, and I'm not saying that it's going to be amazing and it's not going to be America tomorrow, but it will, and we will see drastic changes in the country, in the people. We grew to love each other for the first time in 42 years. We feel like we're one country.
There are parts of the Libyan capital that are still not liberated. It's perhaps the one place we in the West are most familiar with. A hotel where media have been staying is now being kept under close guards. We're told they're not allowed to leave the hotel. One of the three dozen or so reporters still there, Matthew Price, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. We spoke to Matthew on Friday. Here's his latest report, filed from the capital of Tripoli just within the past hour.
Well, there's continued fighting in Tripoli. It appears that the rebels, the opposition fighters, have control of some parts of the city and pro-Gaddafi forces have control of other parts of the city. The rebels seem to think they have more control, but this is a vast metropolis. It's 2 million people in size, and it's very hard to get a clear picture. It seemed that this sudden advance, which we presumed would be checked at the edge of Tripoli, it just suddenly they swept on through. And remember, it's astonishing because they had been fighting in the town of Zawiya, 30 miles to the west of here, for over a week in order to gain control of that town. They would have lost men in that battle. They would have lost weapons. They would have used up an awful lot of ammunition. And they didn't have much time to regroup or to replenish their supplies, and certainly much time to rest. And then all of a sudden, here they were charging down the road, seemingly buoyed by the news of the internal uprising, if I can call it that, in Tripoli on Saturday night. Now, there's one of two scenarios. Either Colonel Gaddafi's forces have been so weakened by the months of airstrikes, and we know those airstrikes have degraded their capacity to fight, that they just simply really have melted away. And what we're hearing at the moment, the fighting we're hearing at the moment, is pockets of resistance in this capital city, which the rebels would hope to overcome in the coming hours or days. The other scenario is a more sinister one, and it is a tactic that's been employed by Colonel Gaddafi's forces in other towns and cities, and that is to allow the rebels to come in and then break them off from their supply lines, cut them off from any chance of getting reinforcements in, and take the fight to them. And that may well be, of course, what we're seeing this morning. Very, very hard to judge from my vantage point, but certainly the battle for Tripoli is not over.
That's Matthew Price, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, reporting just within the past hour from the hotel in Tripoli where he is being kept. We hear now from another Libyan, this one emigrated to the United States, Sama Abdelaziz, who reacts to what's happened in Tripoli.
My generation saw a lot of hopes being dashed over the years. Now, today, I can say I have never been more inspired. Mm-hmm. I have never been more optimistic. I know it is messy. I know it will take time. However, this is a hope. We never had hope for the last 30, 40 years.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.